I appear to have three generations of the actor in panto. I've got the young principal boy on my right-hand side, and then I have the one that's like the sidekick.
Perfect.
And then we move on to the generation where one puts on lots and lots and lots of makeup.
The dinosaurs.
No!
And plays an amazing role, which is the dame. In the story, are you related to anybody?
Not that I can remember. I've never had children. I led a very sheltered life, but just my surrogate children, you see, are the lovely Jack here. He helps out the Alderman Fitzwarren. And of course, Dick comes into the family, and he's a lovely boy for his age.
So, Kane, you have just performed your first panto here.
We have, yes. It's the first time I've done panto at all. I've just finished college studying performing arts. I knew Chris from a few years ago because I helped out Aladdin here, and he messaged me saying that they're doing Dick Whittington this year and he's looking for someone to play Dick Whittington. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then here we are. So I play a boy who wants to go to London because he heard the streets are paved with gold. He meets a girl, falls in love with her, and then he gets framed for something that he didn't do. So then he has to leave. And then we all end up on a boat to Morocco, and there's a big shipwreck. There's some nasty people around. But then we all get back together and live happily ever after.
Cool. So we've been joined by Luke, who seems to enjoy doing panto in Harpenden. Hiya.
Hello. Yeah, I do. I'm back. Year two. I'm going to collect loyalty card points.
Okay.
It's such a lovely town and so quaint and peaceful. The audiences, they're crazy. They're loud. They sing and dance and cheer in all the right places. So that energy is really contagious and it's really great. So it's good to be back. So I am the Alderman shop boy, Jack.
Okay.
Idle Jack. I've kicked the bucket now. I'm a little bit older and I can only play the funny people that don't need to be good looking because
so
people
sent
like
a younger version.
Yeah, so we've sent a younger version in Kane who's taking my place. But it's great. It's great. I don't have to worry about my voice as much. I don't have to put on a lot of makeup. It's brilliant.
So I'm going to ask you what your best bit, your favourite bit in the show is, Sarah.
It's the end. Not really, no. There's some magical moments. And the fairy's wonderful, and the lovely little dancers, and the story's lovely. He gets into trouble, but we're not going to give anything away. But like how Jack said, they love it, don't they, Jack?
Love it.
Audience love it. They were marvellous, singing and dancing, like you were saying, you know, and that was just the adults.
Okay, so Idle Jack and Dick Whittington. Is there any tension between you in terms of romantic interest at all?
Well, in some versions of Dick Whittington, there are, but in ours, no. Well, I'm going to let Dick Whittington take this one for the team. And he does get the girl in the end. But that's not a spoiler alert, because we've all been to a panto before, and it has to end very happily.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
And it does, doesn't it? We've had a wonderful time. So come and see us, because it's marvellous. And we're all happy. It's a big family, you see, isn't it, boys?
And we're here until the 22nd of December, but there are some performances that are sold out, so get your tickets quick!